Chapter 1. Air and Missile Defense. This chapter provides an overview of Air and Missile Defense, AMD. It discusses AMD within the context of the Joint Counter-Air Framework, the AMD Foundational Principles and Employment Tenets, and AMD Positive and Procedural Methods of Airspace Control. The chapter also addresses the role and capabilities of the Army's dedicated AMD force, Air Defense Artillery, ADA, and C2 considerations for ADA forces. For more information on AMD, see JP 3-01 and FM 3-01. Air and Missile Defense Overview. Air and missile defense is the direct, active and passive, defensive actions taken to destroy, nullify, or reduce the effectiveness of hostile air and ballistic missile threats against friendly forces and assets. JP 3-01. AMD is embedded in and will be used consistently throughout this document to refer to the defensive counter-air portion of the Joint Counter-Air Operational Framework. Though not specifically addressed in the AMD definition, AMD implies an interdependency of capabilities across the services and often with multinational forces. AMD is complemented by attack operations and C2 control capabilities. Attack operations destroy or neutralize enemy aircraft, missile launch platforms, and supporting infrastructure before and after launch. C2 capabilities enable and link the planning and execution activities of the offensive and defensive systems. AMD, as noted in the definition above, consists of two operational elements, active AMD and passive AMD. Active AMD are direct defensive actions taken to destroy, nullify, or reduce the effectiveness of air and missile threats against friendly forces and assets. Passive AMD are all measures other than active AMD taken to minimize the effectiveness of hostile air and ballistic missile threats against friendly forces and critical assets. These measures include detection, warning, camouflage, concealment, deception, dispersion, hardening, and the use of protective construction. JP 3-01. Passive actions are the commander's first line of defense. The Army's dedicated AMD force is ADA. Air Defense Artillery is weapons and equipment for actively combating air targets from the ground. JP 3-01. More precisely, ADA is the dedicated Army systems, personnel, and forces that provide active, land-based defense against air and missile attacks. ADA forces execute AMD operations. ADA consists of high to medium altitude air defense and short-range air defense, SHORAD systems, and forces. Current high to medium altitude air defense systems in a theater of operations are Patriot and Terminal High Altitude Area Defense. Current SHORAD systems are the Maneuver Short-Range Air Defense M-SHORAD, Avenger, Land-Based Phalanx Weapon System, and Sentinel Radar. While Patriot and Terminal High Altitude Area Defense are generally considered to be operational-level systems, and M-SHORAD, Avenger, Land-Based Phalanx Weapon System, and Sentinel Tactical Level, these designations are scenario and situational dependent. The role of ADA is to deter and defeat the range of aerial threats to assure allies, ensure operational access, and defend critical assets and deployed forces in support of Army operations. AMD operations span the range of military operations. AMD capabilities in executing AMD operations are: defeat the full range of enemy air and missile threats encountered in current and future geostrategic, operational, and tactical fights. The threat spectrum encompasses ballistic missiles, cruise missiles, hypersonic missiles, UASs, RAM, tactical air-to-surface missiles, and fixed and rotary wing aircraft. Integrate with Army, joint, inter-organizational, and multinational elements. ADA forces establish and maintain linkages to other service and multinational forces conducting AMD operations. This includes the ability to integrate across multiple weapon systems, sensors, effectors, and C2 nodes at echelon. Provide early warning. ADA forces provide early warning by employing sensors to detect air and missile attacks and disseminating attack warnings to at-risk forces and, where appropriate, at-risk civilian populations. Enhance situational awareness. ADA sensors provide extended-range surveillance of the airspace and detect, acquire, track, classify, discriminate, and identify aerial objects from near-ground level to high altitudes in difficult terrain and in adverse weather conditions. Contribute to airspace control. Army airspace control functions involve identifying, coordinating, integrating, deconflicting, and regulating the Army need for and use of joint airspace. Army airspace control ensures that airspace users are synchronized in time, space, and purpose interdependently with joint and multinational forces. Air and missile defense principles. Armed with a thorough understanding of the operational environment that is further focused through the lens of current mission, enemy, terrain and weather, troops, and support available, time available, and civil considerations, METTC conditions, commanders apply AMD principles when planning active AMD operations. The AMD principles are mass, mix, mobility, integration, flexibility, and agility. Mass, mix, mobility, and integration are traditional principles that have stood the test of time. Flexibility and agility are inherent considerations for how ADA forces organize and operate on future battlefields. FM 3-01. Mass is the concentration of combat power sufficient to achieve the commander's intent. Mass, when applied to AMD, is achieved by allocating enough AMD firepower to successfully defend the force or the asset against aerial attack or surveillance. To mass AMD combat power in one area, commanders may have to accept risks in other areas of the battlefield. Mix is the employment of a combination of weapons and sensors to protect the force and assets from the threat. Mix offsets the limitations of one system with the capabilities of another and complicates the situation for the attacker. Proper mix causes the enemy to adjust tactics. Enemy tactics designed to defeat one system may make the enemy vulnerable to another system. For instance, an enemy aircraft flying low to avoid Patriot may be vulnerable to engagement by an Avenger system. Mobility is a quality or capability of military forces which permits them to move from place to place while retaining the ability to fulfill their primary mission, JP3-36. M-SHORAD is capable of matching the cross-country mobility of maneuvering forces. Avenger systems can move with and maintain defense of the maneuver forces' semi-fixed assets. Mobility of SHORAD increases their survivability as well as that of their supported assets. Integration is the arrangement of military forces and their actions to create a force that operates by engaging as a whole, JP1. Integration constitutes the combination of ADA and joint counter-air forces, systems, functions, processes, and information acquisition and distribution required to efficiently and effectively perform the mission. Integration combines separate systems, capabilities, or functions in such a way that they can operate singly or in concert without adversely affecting individual elements. Flexibility is the employment of a versatile mix of capabilities, formations, and equipment for conducting operations. ADP 3.0. Flexibility enables adaptive forces, facilitates collaborative planning and decentralized execution, and fosters individual initiative. The AMD principle of mix discusses the combination of ADA systems as task force tailored formations. The principle of flexibility is applied in AMD terms primarily by building METTC informed task organizations. Agility is the ability of friendly forces to react faster than the enemy. ADP 3-90. For AMD at the platoon level, it is the ability to leverage digital capabilities, for example, air picture, to maneuver to defeat an air and missile threat. At the battalion level, it is the use of continuous air IPB and digital systems to employ forces to defeat the threat by operating inside the enemy's decision space. Air and missile defense employment tenets. While commanders should always start AMD employment planning by applying the principles described above, they should also strive to adhere to employment tenets when planning and positioning their ADA resources. The tenets are desirable attributes that should be built into all plans and operations and are directly related to how assets should be employed. There are 7 tenets. mutual support. Weapons are positioned so that the fires of one weapon can engage targets within the dead zone of the adjacent weapon. For guns, this dead zone is usually small. For missiles, the dead zone may be large, and mutual support is a critical element. Mutual support can also cover non-operational weapons or weapons at lower states of readiness. Mutual support, when applied to sensors, has the same connotation, that is, sensors are deployed to cover the dead zone of adjacent sensors. Overlapping fires and overlapping coverage. Weapons are positioned so that their engagement envelops overlap. Because of the many altitudes, directions, and ranges from which the enemy can attack or conduct surveillance operations, defense planners must apply mutual supporting and overlapping fires vertically and horizontally. Overlapping coverage is the positioning of sensors such that their coverage does not leave any seam in the defense that might be used by incoming threats. Overlapping fires and overlapping coverage should be planned during defense design. Balanced fires. Weapons are positioned to deliver an equal volume of fires in all directions. This is necessary for AMD in an area where the terrain does not canalize the threat, or when the avenues of approach are unpredictable. Balanced fires is a desired characteristic of defense design against cruise missiles and other air threats. Weighted coverage. Weapons coverage is combined and concentrated toward the most likely threat air avenues of approach, or directions of attack. Based on the tactical situation, a commander may risk leaving one direction of attack unprotected or lightly protected to weight coverage toward another direction. Weighted coverage and balanced fires are not mutually achievable, requiring the defense designer to give up most aspects of one to achieve the other. Early engagement. Early engagement generally requires extending the defense away from the defended asset. Sensors and weapons are positioned so they can engage the threat before ordnance release or detection of friendly forces. Early engagements enable destruction of enemy platforms over enemy forces and unoccupied areas, thereby reducing the possibility of friendly collateral damage and fratricide. As with weighted coverage, early engagement is achieved at the expense of balanced fires. Defense in depth. Sensors and weapons are positioned so that the threat is exposed to a continuously increasing volume of fire as it approaches the friendly protected asset or force. Defense in depth decreases the probability that attacking missiles, aircraft, or RAM will reach the defended asset or force. Resilience. Resilience is the quality of the defense to maintain continuity of operations, regardless of changes in or unanticipated tactics by enemy air or losses of critical air and missile defense components, FM 3-01. ADA planners must plan for defense design adjustment based on ADA system attrition. Resilience is a key determinant when considering which tenet or tenets to use in maintaining the defense. Command and control of air and missile defense forces. Command and control is the exercise of authority and direction by a properly designated commander over assigned and attached forces in the accomplishment of the mission, JP-1. Command of AMD forces and the control of AMD fires are derived from separate authorities. Army commanders exercise command. However, because AMD fires occur in the airspace, they are controlled by the Area Air Defense Commander. The Area Air Defense Commander is the component commander with the preponderance of air defense capability and the required command, control, and communications capabilities, who is assigned by the Joint Force Commander to plan and execute integrated air defense operations, JP-3-01. This complex C2 environment results in the following set of conditions, which characterize nearly all AMD operations. AMD operations are inherently joint and interdependent. Army AMD operations require an integrated and networked C2 system. Command of ADA forces is exercised by Army commanders. Control of Army AMD fires is exercised in accordance with JFC directives and by delegated authorities. AMD operations are inherently joint and interdependent. The Joint Force Commander depends on the Army to execute AMD of critical assets from the land within the context of a larger joint counter-air mission, which includes offensive and defensive operations. As the primary land-based AMD force to the larger Joint Defensive Counter-Air Effort, ADA forces depend on other service capabilities to provide space, air, and land-based intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance to detect, track, provide early warning of air and missile threats, and cue ADA weapon systems to effectively counter these threats. The combination of Army AMD capabilities brought to the Joint Counter-Air Effort, coupled with the support required of other services, make AMD operations inherently joint and interdependent. Army AMD operations require an integrated and networked C2 system. ADA forces' dependence on other service capabilities, as well as on each other, requires that all contributing systems or sensor and shooter components be networked and integrated to the greatest extent possible to facilitate a shared understanding of the operational environment for the air domain. Current capabilities are somewhat limited in the extent to which they are able to network and integrate due to their unique system interfaces. These capabilities rely on joint tactical data links to share track data and coordinate engagements. To overcome the system-centric limitations to integration, the Army is developing a comprehensive and common networked C2 capability package that will leverage all relevant external data links for full joint integration. Command of ADA forces is exercised by Army commanders, although AMD operations are inherently joint and interdependent. The command of ADA forces is always retained by Army commanders and cannot be delegated. Command of ADA forces includes the authority and responsibility for effectively using available resources and for planning the employment of, organizing, directing, coordinating, and controlling forces for the accomplishment of assigned missions. Control of Army AMD fires is exercised in accordance with JFC directives and by delegated authorities. Control of AMD engagements is executed through various personnel and agencies that collectively constitute the engagement authorities in the kill chain. An engagement authority is an authority vested with a joint force commander that may be delegated to a subordinate commander that permits an engagement decision, JP3-01. The joint force commander appoints an area air defense commander and delegates the responsibility for planning and coordinating air operations, as well as authorizing engagements to this commander. The Area Air Defense Commander may further delegate these responsibilities to a regional or sector air defense commander. The Area Air Defense Commander normally has operational control of their service's component forces and tactical control or direct support of the other forces made available for tasking. Tactical control and the near real-time exercise of the kill chain are generally applied to high to medium altitude air defense units, but not to SHORAD units. For more information on controlling authorities, see FM3-01, Positive and Procedural Methods of Airspace Control. Positive and procedural methods of airspace control facilitate the use of airspace to enable AMD fires. Positive control is a method of airspace control that relies on positive identification, tracking, and detection of aircraft within an airspace conducted with electronic means by an agency having the authority and responsibility therein, JP3-52. Procedural control is a method of airspace control which relies on a combination of previously agreed and promulgated orders and procedures, JP3-52. Examples of these orders and procedures include air defense warning conditions, rules of engagements, ROE, published identification criteria, and weapons control status. Alert states. An alert state is a condition that prescribes the amount of resources required to achieve ready-to-fire and desired radar emissions, and which specifies manning requirements and equipment configurations, FM3-01. Alert states are METTC dependent and are determined by the senior ADA commander in coordination with the Area Air Defense Commander and Regional or Sector Air Defense Commander. Air Defense Warning Condition. An air defense warning condition is an air defense warning given in the form of a color code corresponding to the degree of air raid probability, with yellow standing for when an attack by hostile aircraft or missiles is probable, red for when an attack by hostile aircraft or missiles is imminent or is in progress, and white for when an attack by hostile aircraft or missiles is improbable. JP3-01. AMD procedural controls are used to posture units based on the assessed threat. The Area Air Defense Commander establishes the baseline air defense warning condition for the joint force during the planning stage. A condition may be different for an air threat and a missile threat. Subordinate AMD commanders may issue higher, but not lower, conditions for their region or sector. Local air defense warnings, Dynamite, Lookout, and Snowman are also used to alert forces to potential attacks at the local level. They should be incorporated into local tactical standard operating procedures, explaining what response the supported force desires when a local air defense warning condition is broadcast. Dynamite. Aircraft or missiles are inbound or attacking now. Response is immediate. As a general rule, a dynamite status should be assumed when an air threat is within 15 kilometers of the division or brigade combat teams, BCT area of operations, AO. Lookout. Aircraft or missiles are in the area of interest but are not yet threatening, or if inbound, there is time to react. As a general rule, a lookout status should be assumed when an air threat is within 30 kilometers of the division, or BCT, AO. Snowman. No aircraft or missiles pose a threat at this time. Aircraft and missiles are monitored, but not broadcast over the early warning net. Rules of engagement. Rules of engagement are directives issued by competent military authority that delineate the circumstances and limitations under which United States forces will initiate and or continue combat engagement with other forces encountered. JP 3-84. The Joint Force Commander approves the theater rules. These established rules enable the Area Air Defense Commander to retain control of the air battle by prescribing the exact conditions under which engagements may take place. ROE apply to all warfare participants in the theater and are disseminated to all echelons. There are 6 AMD ROE categories: Right of Self-Defense, Identification Criteria, Fire Control Orders, Weapons Control Status, Levels of Control, and Modes of Control. Right of Self-Defense. Commanders at all echelons must take whatever action is necessary to protect their forces and equipment against air or missile attack. When under attack, the Right of Self-Defense is inherent to all ROE and Weapons Control Procedures. JP 3-01. Identification Criteria. The employment of ADA weapon systems requires early identification of friendly, neutral, or hostile aircraft and missiles to maximize extended range engagements and avoid fratricide. The problem of distinguishing friendly, neutral, and hostile aerial objects while employing various weapon systems against the enemy is a highly complex task. The same type of aircraft may be flown by friendly and enemy countries. The Area Air Defense Commander and the Airspace Control Authority establish measures and procedures within the airspace control system to positively identify all airborne assets and permit the execution of AMD operations. These measures and procedures reduce delays in operations and prevent fratricide. Positive identification of tracks is normally the preferred method of operation. Positive identification is an identification derived from observation and analysis of target characteristics, including visual recognition, electronic support systems, non-cooperative target recognition techniques, identification friend or foe systems, or other physics-based identification techniques. JP 3-01. Procedural identification separates airspace users by geography, altitude, heading, time, and or maneuver. Generally, some combination of positive and procedural identification is used. Fire control orders. Fire control orders are commands that are used to exercise control over engagements on a case-by-case basis and can be transmitted electronically or verbally. They are given to direct or inhibit firing by surface-to-air weapons units based on the ROE and rapidly changing tactical situation. JP 3-01. There are 3 primary orders: engage, hold fire, and cease engagement or cease fire. Engage in air and missile defense, a fire control order used to direct or authorize units and or weapon systems to attack a designated target. JP 3-01. Hold fire is an emergency fire control order used to stop firing. If technically possible, missiles already in flight must be prevented from intercepting. JP 3-01. Hold fire is primarily used to affect friendly protection or avoid intercepts on neutral tracks. Cease engagement or cease fire directs units to stop the firing sequence against a designated target. However, units may continue to track, and missiles already in flight are permitted to continue to intercept. JP3-01. Cease fire is normally issued to preclude engagement of the same track by two or more weapon systems. Weapons control status. A weapons control status is an air and missile defense control measure declared for a particular area and time by an area air defense commander or delegated subordinate commander, based on the rules of engagement that establish conditions under which fighters and surface air defense weapons are permitted to engage threats. JP3-01. Weapon control statuses, weapons hold, weapons tight, and weapons free prescribe the relative control of AMD fires. Weapons hold is the most restrictive status. Units may fire only in self-defense or when ordered by a proper higher authority. Weapons tight is the normal status. Units may only fire on targets identified as hostile in accordance with current ROE. Weapons free is the least restrictive status. It is used to indicate when any target not positively identified as friendly, in accordance with the current ROE and law of armed conflict, may be engaged. JP3-01. Levels of control. Levels of control describe the AMD commander / echelon permitted to authorize engagement of an air or missile threat. JP3-01. Engagement authorization is normally vested with the area air defense commander at theater level and can be delegated to as low as an ADA team leader when the mission and threat environment demand such. Different levels of control may be established for ballistic missiles, cruise missiles, UASs, fixed-wing aircraft, and rotary-wing aircraft. Modes of control. There are three modes of control: centralized, decentralized, and autonomous. In the centralized mode, a higher echelon must authorize target engagements by the firing units, positive control. In decentralized, a higher echelon monitors unit actions, making direct target assignments on a management by exception basis. The authority to which decentralization is authorized makes decisions based upon ROE, procedural control. Autonomous operations are initiated when a firing unit has lost all communications, voice, data link, and tactical chat to higher headquarters. The fire unit makes decisions based upon the latest published ROE. Procedural control. The mode of control selected will depend upon the capabilities of the C2 system and weapons employed and both the friendly and enemy air situations. States of readiness. States of readiness are alert postures for crews and systems that are tailored to the level of threat and warning. They are expressed as numbers, ranging from the highest state, state 1, to the lowest state, state 5. State 1, for instance, would be in effect when crews were engaging or would expect to imminently engage aerial threats. State 5 would be in effect for crews that were performing maintenance on their equipment, redeploying, or on crew rest. States 2 through 4 identify varying times to prepare for engagements. They are generally expressed in minutes. The time factors for these states often vary by system and will be expressed in a unit's standard operating procedures, SOP.